You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The IBSA World Games are fast approaching, and who better to speak to about the event than England's most capped and most decorated blind footballer, Darren Harris. Darren, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, how?
And we're counting down now to the opening ceremony of the Games on August the 18th, and you've been part of the organising committee of the IBSA World Games. What's the journey been like to bring the Games to Birmingham?
Well, for starters, it's the largest event for blind and partially sighted sport I think there's ever been in the UK. So logistically, it's been quite a complex process and a real big effort by everyone involved.
And for British athletes taking part, how much of a difference do you think a home crowd can have on their performance?
Well, I was lucky enough to be at London 2012, and I was also lucky enough to participate in the European Championships we had in 2015. So, you know, we've always seen an advantage from having home support. And I think it's a real opportunity for our friends and family that don't often get to see us in action to come and attend those events. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be paying close attention to the blind football and judo competitions at this year's Games. Are there other sports that you're especially interested in following as well?
Yeah, so showdown is something that's new to me. It's something I didn't really know about until last year when I got involved. So that's going to be really interesting. And there's a real emphasis on legacy with that particular sport. We're going to have 8 showdown tables, which we're hopefully going to be distributing to local clubs in around the West Midlands. So that's going to be exciting. I suppose also the cricket's going to be sort of quite new for me as well. And I don't know what spectating chess will be like either. So that's going to be interesting as well.
And part of the ethos of the IBSA World Games is the positive impact that sport can have on the lives of blind and partially sighted people. Of course, you were incredibly successful in your sporting career. What impact did taking part in sports have on you?
Well, I think for me, it was just the opportunity to do something I'd always loved. I mean, you know, when I was a child, there wasn't really a pathway for elite sport. It was very much something you would just do recreationally. And so I probably went down the more traditional route, going to university, getting, you know, a graduate job, and never really thought sport would become such a massive part of my life from a sort of an elite level. So that's really the real transformation for me. It was just the opportunity to do something that I really loved and to do it at a level where I was competing against the best people in the world.
And of course, you know, it can be at many different levels, can't it? For some people, you know, like yourself, it's an opportunity to get out there and compete at the highest level, but it's also successful for people who are just getting out and being active.
Yeah, I mean, sport is for everyone, and that's obviously what we want people to take away from this. And when I began my sporting journey, it wasn't really to compete on the elite level. It was just because I enjoyed doing it. And, you know, back at school, you know, when I was losing my sight and I was going through all the sort of emotional trauma through that, sport was that one thing that helped me sort of release all that anger, that frustration. And it was only because I kept doing sport over and over and over again that I ended up getting quite good at it.
And we've touched on legacy a little bit. What do you think the legacy of holding the IBSA World Games in Birmingham could be?
Well, we know that in the West Midlands that we know we're quite high on most of the sort of deprivation scales. And I think sport is a really good way of trying to change some of that. So, you know, we're looking at some of the transport opportunities, and we've got some new ways of accessing, you know, the New Street Station and Birmingham University. And so we are hoping that people, once they come and see sport in action, we're going to have these activation zones where people can participate in sport, maybe for the first time for free. And maybe as a consequence of that, they kind of think, yeah, maybe this is something I want to do more of.
And what would you say to people listening who maybe haven't considered yet visiting the games or taking part in the sport? What would you say to them to encourage them to attend?
Well, we've got 3 sports, which are Paralympic qualifiers. We've got judo, goalball, and obviously the blind football. So there's going to be a real opportunity there to see some high quality athletes really going hard against each other, because, you know, next year in Paris, that's going to be the pinnacle for them, most of their careers. And so those games are going to be really intense. But there's also, say, the opportunity to go and watch all these other sports, the 7 other sports, and which they perhaps don't know anything about, and really get to enjoy and celebrate blind and partially sighted sport in this country.
And can you give us any tips, Darren? Anyone that we should be paying close attention to?
Well, football's the sport I know best, and you can never rule out Brazil. I mean, unfortunately, they dominate football, it seems to be, whether it's men, women, or disabled. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing the football. For me personally, England have got obviously a very tough draw, but who knows what's possible when you turn up and give it your best.
Fantastic. Well, for more information on this year's IBSA World Games, including how to buy tickets, visit ibsagames2023.co.uk. And of course, stay tuned to RNIB Connect Radio for plenty of live coverage from Birmingham. Darren Harris, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.